This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Elsewhere in market capitalism today, you know what's worse than losing $1 million? How about losing $1 billion? Bloomberg is reporting today that Uber did just that in the first half of this year. $1.2 billion in Reading, to be precise. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to make me smart on exactly how that happened. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
$1 billion is a whole lot of American money. How does this happen?
It is a whole lot of money. And the way it happens comes down to one word, and that word is China.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Uber would not actually confirm any of these numbers to Bloomberg. My sources close to the company did confirm, though, that most of those Q2 losses came from Uber just throwing money at the China market. In fact, if you remember, Travis Kalanick actually said in a blog post that both companies, Uber and its big competitor, Didi, had spent billions of dollars in that market. Neither were profitable. So in theory, now that Uber has pulled out of China and cut a deal with Didi in exchange for a $1 billion investment, that bleeding should be stopped or at least significantly slowed.
Right. Theory is all well and good, but where do they go from here then?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Uber found itself in a similar situation because of the sort of hubris and competitive nature of the company. Anything that would cause you to throw that much money at China is likely to reoccur. And the company has to think about its business plan going forward. Now, the idea, of course, is that Uber will continue to grow. Right. And this same report suggests that's happening. The bookings are way up.
Yep.
Uber obviously wants to be able to reinvest from the places where it's profitable. Right now, its big challenge, though, is that it's locked in a battle to outspend Lyft. Both of them are paying subsidies, maybe up to $50 million a month in subsidies and ride incentives. That Lyft basically kicked off that campaign. They said they're going to cap their spending at $150 million a quarter. But Uber actually has still a giant war chest. It hopes to be able to keep outspending Lyft to get more riders and drivers until either Lyft runs out of money or gets bought.
All right. So let's pull back the curtain here a little bit. And you and I were talking the other day, as we tend to do, because this is what we do, about a theory you have about Uber and some of the other on-demand economy companies. But Uber specifically, they basically have a supply chain problem and it's only going to get worse and it's going to cost them $1 zillion.
That is my theory. It's not only my theory, actually. Yeah. In fact, when people question the $68 or $69 billion valuation of Uber, they say they still have to face down this driver situation. They have to get them in the door. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, Uber has gotten increasingly desperate and convoluted. So not only is it subsidizing rides, it's buying cars and leasing them to drivers. Uber is in the subprime leasing business, which all by itself poses some risk. It is still facing massive regulation, driver lawsuits, the possibility of having to classify those drivers as employees. So for every rider it gains, there's an almost equal cost on the other end. And then, of course, it's investing heavily, lots and lots of money, more billions out the door, in self-driving cars to get those drivers out of the equation. So the, I do think that the supply side remains insecure. And then on top of that, they have to maintain their quality of service throughout, because if you take a sketchy ride with somebody who just came in off the street and started driving about 2 hours ago, you don't want to use it again. So I think there are lots of good reasons to be skeptical. But if nothing else, this will not be the last billion that Uber loses.
Molly Wood, she is our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure.